Peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon, But God? And on your handout, would you open up the worship handout you've been given, because I'm going to have you read along with me on the sermon outline the text for the sermon. So find in your worship folder the sermon outline. Would you read together with me the words from Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 5? Let's read together. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you lived when you followed the ways of this world. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But God, because of his great love for us, because of his great mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. I didn't know till I glanced over there that the words were on the screen as well. So thank you, Ewald, for doing the extra work. I invite you now to follow your sermon outline as we consider this very curious but important theme, But God. Today we want to focus on two simple words. Each word has only three letters. Two simple words yet filled with promise and power. Two simple words that are great news for all of us sinners. Two simple words from the Bible that make all the difference. But God. One more time, would you say those words with me? But God. In these verses from Ephesians 2, St. Paul paints quite the picture of the condition of all mankind. He pulls no punches. He doesn't beat around the bush. He doesn't try to speak carefully or to be politically correct. He says it very clearly. We are separated from God. He says we are dead in our transgressions and sins. He says we are the objects of God's wrath because of our transgressions and sin. And then, with no warning, St. Paul speaks those two most simple but wonderful words, But God. Paul says that our sin problem is really a death problem. We have original sin that we've inherited from Adam and Eve, and because of this sinful condition, we, each of us, you and I, all of us, commit actual sins daily. Sins of thought, sins of word, sins of deed. These sins, original and actual, kill us and separate us from God. But the problem is bigger than that, St. Paul says, because our sin problem leads to a wrath problem. The holy and almighty God has wrath. He hates our sin. Paul has said in the text, we were by nature objects of wrath. We sinners are deserving of his judgment and hell. Does Paul have your attention yet? Do I have your attention yet? And now you're ready to hear these two simple but wonderful words. All of that is true, but God. Listen to what Paul says. But God, because of his great love for us, because of his great mercy, the hymn we just sang, because of his amazing grace, he has made us alive with Christ, says St. Paul, even when we were dead in transgressions, by grace you have been saved. What a wonderful reversal. Our sin deserves God's wrath and hell. But God, these two simple and often overlooked words in Holy Scripture Announce the holy gospel. Tell us the good news. Announce the amazing grace that for Jesus' sake, who died on the cross to pay for our sins, and by the power of his glorious resurrection, whereby he won the victory over sin, death, and the devil, our sin and our wrath problems have been solved. Today, did you see what happened up here this morning? It was a miracle of God. In the waters of holy baptism, our loving and merciful God demonstrated his amazing grace for Hiroto Eli Shimizu. And his baptism is to be a reminder of us of all our baptisms. As the cleansing waters of baptism are being poured, we can hear the echo of St. Paul's words in the text today. Listen to them again. But God, because of his great mercy, has made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you and we all have been saved. God himself has solved the sin and wrath problem. But the sad truth today is this. Many people today don't even use the word sin in their vocabulary. Substitute words and substitute phrases are used so as not to offend anybody, to sound more sophisticated, to sound more tolerant. So many speak simply of bad choices, or alternate lifestyles, or emotional deficiency. In a polite society, please don't mention the word sin. Why? Well, one reason is, if we mention the word sin, then we have to mention the name of God. And by all means, let's leave God out of our schools, out of our government, out of our jobs, out of our neighborhoods, maybe out of our own homes or our extended families. But the trouble is, the sin problem is everywhere. And you know, it's actually refreshing when someone in public actually acknowledges it. Before moving here to Richmond, Beverly and I lived in a small town in Alberta called Leduc, just south of Edmonton. And when I was there as a pastor, but more just as a member of the community, I was on the Citizens Advisory Council for the local detachment of the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. At one gathering, the staff sergeant was giving a public presentation about family violence and police intervention. I was quite surprised, but was very appreciative at the way he ended his presentation. Here's what he said. In my 30-some years of being on the police force, I have become convinced of this one reality. Good timing, huh? In my years of being on the police force, the staff sergeant said, I've become convinced of this one reality. The more people in our world today turn their backs on God, the bigger the problems are becoming in the family and in our society. He went on to say, there is sin in the slums and the suburbs, sin in the alleys and the avenues, in the farms, in the factories, in your house, in my house, in the clubhouse, in the church house. In our sermon text for today, St. Paul would say that living without the but God reality, we make our journey in this life under the direction of the unholy Trinity. The unholy Trinity. The devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. And what this unholy Trinity wants more than anything else is your destruction and mine. So St. Paul, who wrote the words of this text, one day was on the road to Damascus to his own destruction, to the destruction of the believers in the early Christian church. But God intervened. God changed Paul's name from Saul to Paul. God turned Paul around. God saved his life, saved his soul, changed him from a persecutor of the church into the greatest apostle the church had ever seen. This is one reason this changed man's life, 180 degrees turned because of but God, that this man could write these words. But God, because of his great love for us, because of his great mercy, by grace you have been saved. Do you know that the Holy Bible is completely filled with but God testimonies? Look at your sermon outline. We're rapid fire going to go through a number of these. The Bible is filled with but God testimonies. Noah can tell you. Mankind was judged and condemned because of their sin. But God spared me and my family, putting us on that ark when the flood waters covered the earth. Abraham can tell you, I left my home and my family, not knowing where I was going, but God led me and directed me to a new land and made me the father of a great people. Moses can tell you, I had no way to get the people of Israel out of the slavery in Egypt. There was no way through the waters of that Red Sea. But God made a way when there was no way. Daniel can tell you, I was thrown into the lion's den just because I would not bow down to this pagan king and deny the Lord and my God. I could not stand before the fierce beasts, but God shut their mouths. And he got all the praise. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego can tell you, the pagan king had us thrown into a fiery furnace because we, like Daniel, were faithful to our Lord. There was no way we could survive the searing heat and flames of the furnace. But God had other plans. Ezekiel can tell you, I was called to be a prophet of God. He brought me to a valley full of death and dry bones, surrounded by death. But God breathed life into these dry bones and showed me he would deliver his people Israel from Babylonian captivity and bring them home. Blind Bartimaeus can tell you, I was on the roadside crying out for help. Someone have mercy. Everybody was shouting, Bartimaeus, shut your mouth. But Jesus, my Lord and my God, came by. He listened to my plea, and he opened my blind eyes and gave them sight. My favorite, dead Lazarus, can tell you. I was dead. I was in a family tomb for 4 days, and my corpse was stinking. There was no hope. But Jesus, my Lord and God, came and called me by name, Lazarus, come out, and I came out. Jesus himself can tell you, I submitted myself to the will of my heavenly Father. Sinful men crucified me on a Friday, and I was placed in a tomb of death, and everybody thought death and hell had won. But God raised me on Sunday morning, and I won the eternal victory for you, the eternal victory over sin and death and hell. Every believer in Christ our Lord has a but God testimony. I made a big mistake, but God. I really lost my way. But God, I was trying to deny my own sins. But God, I was just going through the motions every Sunday in church. but God. I had rough personal mountains to climb, but God. I hurt myself, and I hurt others in ways I still can't believe, but God. If you came here today without a but God testimony, you can leave here today with one. There is nothing in your life God cannot turn around. There is no wrong you have done that God cannot make right. Listen again, please, to the words of St. Paul. But God, because of His great love for us, because of His great mercy, by grace you have been saved. My friends, we can live every day in the promise of Romans 8, verse 1. Listen to this text. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Oh, today, unlike any other day in your life, please know that by simple faith in Him, you are in Christ Jesus. And now there's no condemnation for you. Well, we have come to the end of today's sermon. Maybe you've listened. Maybe you have not. But now is the time to really listen. Because in this last minute of the sermon, God wants to speak to your heart. Every time the hounds of hell get on your trail, every time the world around you tries to drag you down, every time someone tells you there's no way you're ever going to make it, every time a nagging voice whispers in your own head, your past mistakes are just too great, then you stand up in the name of Jesus, your Savior, and proclaim with St. Paul, but God, your loving God, is able to take you from dead in sin to alive in Christ. Your loving God will take you through the troubles of this world. Your loving God will rescue you from the depths of hell and bring you to the glories of heaven. But God. Say it with me, won't you? But God. Again, but God. One last time. But God. In the name of Jesus. Amen.